Good morning. It isn't exactly early morning, but it's a special day today. Well, I'm not on transportation either, but I'm on a swing in a Himalayan village in Uttarakhand called Pangut, which is a village next to Nainital. And I had the immense pleasure of spending 2 days here. Today is the second day. 1 day I already spent. And so it's like 8:30 in the morning, and the entire place is covered up with clouds. It has been raining all night. It rained yesterday, and someone just walked by. I didn't expect that. That's why I like quieted out. But basically, it's very beautiful during the day. The entire like valley gets covered with clouds. It's like you're in the clouds. The clouds come to you. And it's very green. The mountains are very quiet and beautiful. There are leopards here, but we didn't sight any, which is okay. So I'm really at peace. And if I was not traveling in about 4 days to the US, I would just stay here for another week. The only downside and a real bummer is that around us, we are surrounded by just the kind of folk we want to go away from when we leave Delhi. And those are like loud, bonkers people who travel in big families and think that they own the place. So they play loud music and behave atrociously. And it's very, very disgusting. But the beauty of this place is so immense that if you choose to walk out of this property, which is called Nature Drops, you could just be in complete silence, and that is unfounded. So I love that about here. And so a lot of beautiful flowers and a lot of good vegetation. I'm quiet again because someone again is walking past. At least you can hear the swinging of the swing, which is a little rackety, but it's very, very beautiful. You'll see it in the thumbnail image. I'm just really happy here. And I, in a weird way, I don't feel like, oh, I wish I was staying longer. Oh, I wish this, that. I'm just content. And I think it's because it's a comfortable place where I'm staying, fairly comfortable with an amazing view. And around me are all the things that, you know, I wish people could experience all the time, which is beautiful greenery and like birds chirping and nature playing its whole, you know, whole performance of clouds coming into the valley, leaving the valley. You know, every time you go out for a walk, there's like a mountain dog like following you and helping you and guiding you. And all the flowers are extremely beautiful. And you know, sometimes you wonder if what is our function as a human being? Like, what are we here to do? And I feel, and often, I don't know if I've said this before in this entire series, is that I feel that it's like a game. Like, we've just been given everything. We honestly have. And it's like a joke. Like, God is waiting to see what we'll do with what we already have. And we just are not pleased. We convince ourselves that we need more and more and more. And the funny joke is that to get more, you have to destroy what you have. And destruction means destroying a lot of the beautiful things that are irreplaceable. And it's just unfortunate. This is how we're made. And we try to find our peace by explaining to ourselves that, you know, progress is where we're headed. But what kind of progress? I've really been questioning this for a long time. What kind of progress? People live here in the mountains. They don't have a lot. They live fairly healthy lives, yeah, but of course if they get diseases from outside, they will get sick and die. But another thing, there's no sign of like people wearing masks here or COVID. People are just like, yeah, whatever. I don't agree with that. I carry my mask, but it's a little scary that way. But here people are just distant by themselves. There are mountains between people. They're like wide open spaces. I'm not sure how we're supposed to find a happy balance between just, okay, here comes my coffee, give me a pause. Give me a sec. Okay. my coffee. Oh, feeling good. So I'm sipping coffee. I'm sitting on this swing. In front of me are mountains. There's fog. There's greenery. There's peace. There's rain dropping. I'm dry. Feel happy. Feel content. Don't feel like need anything else. Really, I don't. I'm chill. We'll be driving down soon back. And that's that whole thing, but it's fine. I'm also happy I'll see my family soon, and that's kind of it. I'm content. I want to remember moments of being content. You know, I want to just remember them. I want to prove to my despair self sometimes that, you know, you are happy a lot. I wrote this sentence down out of nowhere in this notebook of mine, and good coffee. And that sentence was just like, I don't know why I wrote it down, and two or three days after I looked at it, I was like, whoa, you really nailed something over there with that sentence. And I know it's just so silly to say that, but the sentence was, I want to practice making sense to myself. I love it. I love that sentence. I do want to practice making sense to myself. Myself, the one that I spend every second of my life with. Myself. That's all. And the Simone versus Herself biography, or the documentary, is fucking awesome. I think I love sports people's documentaries. The Last Dance, this. It's just awesome what athletes can do, dude. It's just killer. They're resilient. They have so much to teach us. So much to learn from them. All right. Thank you. I'm very happy.